they're asking us to extend ourselves into a, what would be the word? A quantum unfolding. So what they mean by that in English is to really allow ourselves to assume all possibilities. So when we get socialized and get accustomed to like the lay of the land in Earth, we limit our exposure, we limit our reality, and in essence, we limit our destiny, or so it seems, because we perform out of certain, they're saying pronouncements. In other words, we have limited focus. And so as we will receive our true harmonics, as we will receive our true components with delight. So with delight means enjoying the movement, enjoying the fellowship, enjoying the availability that is yet to come. So as we open up to receive, as we open up to extend our true remembrance, the energies that are coming forth to instruct, they're coming forth to entertain, they're coming forth to advance. So when they say entertain, it's like to join with you, and show you the way, show you the safe passage. So we want to remember, we're moving from being a limited stationary being. In other words, just focusing on what you see in the physical, just responding to who you've known yourself to be in your past history. So we're moving from this to our central state of occurrence, to our safe passage. So in English, we're moving beyond form, beyond limitation. And so there's the dragon that comes by. So this is the point. We don't see a dragon with our physical eyes. We experience it through our psychic vision. It doesn't matter how clairvoyant you are, if you literally see it or not. It's just understanding that you're receiving it energetically. And they're saying you cannot miss. You cannot miss. So this is the time of our arrival where we're allowing our sacred return. The more you understand that you're already set up. So think of like a TV set that, oh gosh, I forget how that worked. But like the new improved ones had that HD, that high definition. So imagine you're not using the high definition, but it's built in. It's built in. So you can pick that, select it as an option. That's what we're entitled to. We're entitled to a further broadcast. One moment. All right, my love, come here. Someone else wants to play along. We're entitled to a further broadcast. We're entitled to an extreme right of pleasure. So we want to remember that all of this is built in, ready to be demonstrated, ready for our orchestration, ready for our resemblance. So we're reassembling the parts, if you will. We're conducting business like from a place of, they're saying, future response. So in other words, we're receiving our multidimensional conduits. We're receiving our multidimensional components. Now, this creates a quickening because now we create out of magic. Now we create out of true remembrance. So we're not just playing, remember, that limited self, that it's like, well, these are the blocks available in my city. So whether it's your literal city or it's just like a city of consciousness, we all have this like place of safe movement up to now. So what is occurring is an exercise of grand scale. So we're permitting our heavenly component, our heavenly self, to reach our front door. In other words, to create with what we call magic. And so really, it's creating through our heavenly exposure. It's creating through our multidimensional understanding of self. So the more that you understand this is playtime, in other words, it's almost like all bets are off. What we consider to be life, in terms of the linear circumstances, it's like, follow the leader, this is life, you know, just play along. All bets are off in the sense that now we're functioning from up above. Now we're learning how to lasso in that higher intelligence. And so we're moving about the cabin. So in English, We're creating prophecy. We're creating relevance. We're creating new lifestyle. So we're not doing this because someone else has given our the okay. We're doing it because we're returning to our true allowance. So the energies that are coming forth from this like multidimensional avenue. In other words, like for me, I'm just receiving like all these other lifetimes and it's like, boom, download. So this is what we're coinciding with. In other words, we're learning how to take advantage of, we're learning how to find our proper placement. We're learning how to like retrieve files in a way. So on a practical level, it has to do with trust. It has to do with being willing to explore beyond your past inheritance. In other words, of course you can reach beyond your past understanding. Of course you can reach like through telephone line to communicate to your higher self. Of course you're telepathic, and if you want to communicate something with your neighbor, with a loved one, without dictation, in other words, without form. So what we're learning to do is to press the button. What we're learning to do is to relax and to receive ourselves in abundance. So it's not about what's occurring in the outer, because remember, this has just been a state of consciousness that we've been dreaming. And what we're about to do is turn on the light. What we're about to do is to advance into our true remembrance. So as we will receive our attainment, as we will receive our full endowment, we make all things possible. Not someone was kind and helped me out, because what would I have done without them? We make all things possible because of our gifting. So the gifting is what we're willing to receive for ourselves. The gifting is our claim beyond false imprisonment. So false imprisonment says, this is who you are, this is how much movement you have, this is what you can master, what you can create. So that's false imprisonment, because it's like the boundaries are limited beliefs. And so this is all that's been inherited. It's all that's been, you know, passed on. Here you go, next generation. This is what reality is. And so we confine each other to these very limited focusing. So this is where they're saying time out. In other words, we're creating a new landscape. So imagine like a game where suddenly it's a new level and you have a new playing board. It's like, oh, for this level, we get to use this playing board. Any imagery, they're saying circulatory value, but anything where you understand that there's this new template that we're responding to. So that template has light that is awakening within us. Now, from this light, we create new perspective. This is very, very relevant, because what this light does is imports us to new realities. In other words, what wasn't available without the light, what wasn't available when we were just looking at it from our physical eyes, from 3D, is now available without exception. So it's what ones used to call magic. In reality, it's our divine inheritance. In other words, it's just common knowledge. It's who we are. So this is what we came to do. We came to awaken consciousness, and we do it through our own retrieval. So if you want to remember that this was planned from the get-go, when you arrived, your birthday, there you are. All this was already ready to go. So as we will receive our entitlement, this is incredibly relevant to recognize. It's not this handout that it's like, oh gosh, you know, what would I do if someone else didn't do this for me? This is your entitlement. In other words, it's got your name on it. It's been yours all along. So what we're doing is learning to recycle. So recycle is, it's like we've had it, where it's going around, we're receiving it again. We're learning to receive our full endowment. Now, as we do this, we're going to notice new opportunities. We're going to notice new places of focus, new ideas that weren't there yesterday. Now, the reason being that we were aligned to a different frequency yesterday. So as we align to our true home, to our true entitlement, to our true endowment, with this frequency, with this light that is us, in essence, we create anew. We suddenly find a new, say, passage. Imagine like you had like a riddle, a problem, and you're like, what do I do? What do I do? And then you just wake up one day and it's like, I have the idea. So it's going to be something beyond your past focus. That's what we're each claiming. That's what we're each responding to. So each of us are receiving codes that are bringing us to higher consent, to higher value. Now, we do this for our own benefit, and we do this for the benefit of all others. And gosh, the confirmations are just everywhere right now. Because again, we're playing, in other words, we're, in essence, we're all one. So everything that we do for our whole self. We do for the total community on earth. And so we create this offering, this entitlement. So you really want to understand how the universe, the multiverse, it's like set in our favor. When you realize everything you receive, everything you attain, everything you're willing to play from, to use, is serving all of life. Understand how everything is set in your favor, is supporting you to make use of it. Now, this is very relevant because some of us are really stepping out in faith where we've had, you know, self-esteem issues or whatever it is that we a lot took on these patterns of suffering and disbelief. So to take that great leap of faith, it's quite a big faith. It's quite a big leap for some of us. So if we can remember that the odds are set in our favor, it's waiting on our consent. In other words, the initiation is our own belief in self. But as we will trust, the energies are here to support us in ways we can't even begin to fathom. Because again, what we're doing is creating the new earth through our own daily consent. And they really mean daily. Every single day, we have opportunity to land our claim. So landing our claim is using the higher frequency, using the light to bring forth a new commodity. So a new commodity is, instead of like having the same old conversation, having the same old judgment, having the same old whatever it is, it's to reach from the stars and sample a new playbook. In other words, to listen to that new approach. Now we're all receiving it. What we're learning to do is to trust what we're receiving and being willing to stand out. So what it's going to feel like is you suddenly are going to feel like you have new abilities, new gifting, new ideas, where it's like, I've never done this before. Now, it may be very little. It may be silently saying a prayer to someone for someone if you never do that. Or it may be huge. You write into whoever it is and give your editorial. It could be anything. So we want to remember it's going to be very individual. In other words, we all have gifts to contribute to humanity, each one of us. So what's going to be placed on your heart, or what's going to be placed in your timetable, which is your next right stepping? Remember, our steps are ordered. What seems insignificant, what seems like, well, who cares one way or the other? Does the universe really care if I follow that intuitive guidance? Yes, it does. Because that step is self-promoting. And once you enable it, once you kind of ground it, once you're like, okay, I got it, the next step's coming, and the next and the next. So some of us are waiting for the windfall. Some of us are waiting for the miracle. And we're waiting and waiting and waiting because Spirit's waiting on us to take those steps. So we're waiting for the outcome. Where's my outcome? I'm a walking on faith. Where's my outcome? What we don't realize is our higher self has it set up, and they're saying, we'll do the last thing we told you to do. It may seem extremely insignificant, but this is where we trust what we're receiving, because we're learning how to step beyond. So it's always going to be something where it's a little bit of a stretch. I normally don't do that, but I normally don't take that step, wouldn't think to do this, but there it is. So as we trust, what we're doing is we're branching out. So just imagine a tree growing without branches. So when those new branches begin, here's a branch, here's a branch, here's a branch. Before you know it, you got yourself a tree. So that's what we're learning to do. We're learning to grow in numbers. So again, every time we listen to our own divine essence, that they're saying that argument, but it's sort of like that energy. Think of a chi ball. That energy is complete, because then we have that connection to source, and then it multiplies and it multiplies and it multiplies. So as we will receive our endowment with delight, as we will receive this offering, we do so with commitment of good faith. That means learning to have faith in our connection with our own higher resident, with our own higher self. Divine self, use whatever words ring true for you. But what you're establishing is a partnership that is not going away. This is not a partnership we separate from, get divorced from, have an argument with. It's a partnership of regal stature. In other words, the greatest partnership on earth. So as we will play along, as we will receive with delight, and they're saying play along intentionally. The more that we play along, in other words, imagine learning an instrument. Like, let me learn how to play. You may be like wobbly at first. It may not even sound like a song in the beginning. But as you stay committed, you learn how to play. Guess what? You play the instrument beautifully. So this is what we're doing. We're attending to our own keys. We're attending to our own notes. We're attending to our own sunshine. The sunshine being the sun within. So we literally have Horus here that's bringing forth this activation. He's saying like with ease, with ease. Now this ease is very helpful, because it's going to help us release the self-judgment. It's going to help us find our way. So I literally see us like, it's almost like soldiers walking through mud with their, you know, equipment above their head. So like that mud is that old belief system, that old value. So when we receive that sunshine, when we receive that light, it makes passage possible. And again, the more we commit, the more we grow. Here come our branches. Here comes the sunshine. So as we will honor our true placement, as we will honor our safe passage, in other words, remembering that we're each being guided, we're each being shown the light, we're each being shown our next step, and to not avoid the planned response, to not avoid the planned response. That means when we wake up in the day, remember, we come into agreement with our higher consent, our partnership, Holy Spirit, Divine Self, I Am Presence, whatever feels right to you. But we're taking those moments in the morning and signing that declaration of receivership. So we're not following some master in the sky outside of us. We're following our own direct currency. This is really, really relevant, because the more that we are under study, in other words, we study under and we commit to that partnership, we're going to realize it's like it's overshadowing us. It's overseeing. And we're going to be directed for everything that's for our best and highest good. So this is incredibly valuable, because remember, we're parting ways with the ego, and the ego's got a lot to say, and it's very, very loud. So we have to make this divine appointment, that partnership. It's sort of like praise and worship time, taking that time in the morning throughout the day to honor that agreement. Because as we support our own light, as we support our own stature, it grows. They're saying that's how we make the garden grow. So as we will seal our fade in this demonstration of love, the love being the commitment to love ourselves, our true self, they're saying there's still many that you're busy loving the world, you're busy loving those that are homeless. Love the self. You cannot give what you do not have. They want to fill us up. Each of us are coming into abundance with in full measure. So the more that you possess, the more that you can claim, the more that you can secure, understand the greater value you then are to pass on to another. So it's not going to be, here's a blanket, here's $5. It's going to be your spiritual richness that you're passing on. Because as you seal your fate and have activated your own holy remembrance, when you pass the blanket, the $5, what you're really doing is passing on the seal of security. In other words, you're offering remembrance energetically. We're all vibrational, like equals like. So the higher we come into agreement, the more bountiful we reside in that true remembrance, this is what we pass on. So as we consent, as we offer ourselves to our highest claim, we do so in full abundance. Full abundance. Let me know the truth of my being. Let me be more powerful than I can currently imagine. And let me do it for all to see. Now the seeing is with the spiritual sight, for all to remember. Let us pray. And again, as we're praying, what we're doing is we're establishing grace. We're saying yes. We're not praying and begging. We're in essence agreeing. So that would probably be a better word. So let us agree. They're saying let us agree. So it is. All right, everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. Such beautiful